So are you finding yourself stressed, hopeless, worried, and even restricted when it comes to your finances? Are you struggling to stay on top of bills, maybe chip away at debt or establish a safety net in your savings? Now, if this resonates with you, know that you are in good company. And it actually mirrors how Rachel and Josh felt just 3 short months ago before joining Roots of Personal Finance. Fast forward to today, and things have massively improved. Rachel and Josh are my special guests here today on the show, and they are ready to reveal the strategies that empowered them to save and pay off over $16,000 in debt over the past 3 months. Stay tuned for their amazing story.
You're listening to the Debt-Free Dad Podcast with Brad Nelson. Brad and his co-hosts experience the anxiety of living paycheck to paycheck before learning the fundamentals of financial success. They are now on a mission to empower regular people to pay off their debt for good and enjoy happier, less stressful lives. Keep listening for inspirational interviews, tips, tricks, and practical advice to gain financial freedom.
Hey guys, welcome to today's show. My name is Brad Nelson. I am the founder of Debt Free Dad. I paid off about $45,000 in debt, and I have been debt free now outside of my mortgage for 11 plus years. I have also been fortunate to help thousands of other people save and pay off tens of millions of dollars over the years with the work that we do here at Debt Free Dad. And as I mentioned in the intro, I'm so excited to have Rachel and Josh on the show today. But after listening to the episode, hey, if you want to take this a step further, we've got an awesome resource that we're going to be sharing later on in the show. And you're going to want to make sure you check this out. Welcome to the podcast today. Can you guys take us back, you know, to when you guys, you know, maybe were raised with money and how you were raised with money and maybe how that affected you guys as adults, as you guys kind of got into the world? How did that all work with you? I mean, I know like a lot of the people that we work with, and even in my own story, you know, a lot of the things that I learned as a kid really affected the way I managed my money as I became a young adult. So I'm just curious, like what you guys learned as kids and then how that affected you and the way you guys manage your money up until, say, you've joined us here in Roots.
Yeah, so I would say my parents didn't have the healthiest relationship with debt. We had a lot of toys, cars, boats, the cabin up north, the latest and greatest, this and that. But there was a lot of debt associated with that. My parents made a good living, but the debt was very heavy. We didn't really have much for discussions on money. We had some savings as kids, but we weren't really taught the importance of it. We didn't see that side, that financial literacy, just, it wasn't there. And so that's been something that I've had to kind of figure out on my own.
I would say, yeah, there wasn't a lot of money talks as kids. Like my parents didn't discuss it to us kids. Finding out later on in life, it was pretty tight for them. And that's what kind of ended up resulting in their separating. But all we really were taught was, you know, save money so you could, you know, turn 16, buy a car. But like the importance of staying debt or don't take credit cards out, wasn't there. As
so then you guys obviously got married, got together 8 years ago, married 4. So how did the finances work for you guys when you guys got together and started going through all of this? Was that a good thing? Was it a rough thing? Or can you share a little bit about your journey there?
Neither of us were managing our money properly. We didn't ever have a budget. We had zero savings. We were living way outside of our means and missing payments.
What prompted you guys to look at maybe joining Roots? Because, you know, for a lot of people, you know, I mean, who pays to get help with their finances? I mean, that's kind of a weird thing for a lot of people, right? But you guys decided to. So like what prompted you guys? Like what made you guys make the decision to say, like, this is something we want to do?
So we've been kind of working over the years to develop better habits, control our spending, but nothing was really working. And then we had 2 children within 2 years and the medical bills racked up. And then we came to the point of me returning to work after the second child and having to pay daycare for two kids. And we were just like, what are we going to do? How are we going to be able to afford this? And I had tried so hard. We both tried so hard to try and figure out how we can set up a budget and make this manageable. And we just couldn't do it. We couldn't figure it out. But I had been scrolling through TikTok actually, and I came across some of your videos, and then I started listening to the podcast and encouraged Josh to listen to the podcast. And we just really decided we needed to buckle down and make things happen for not only us, but for our children as well. We really want to give them the better influence than we had as children, and set them up for success.
I love that. That's one of the main reasons why I got out of debt. So I can really relate to that and wanting to do better for my kids and be a better example. Looking at though TikTok and the podcast, like what were some things that really stuck out to you guys? Maybe made some light bulbs go off.
So the tips and tricks that are shared throughout the podcasts and the TikTok videos, that's all stuff that like in my soul, I already know, like we already know, you know, those things, but we didn't have the accountability. And that's what we really needed.
You guys joined Roots in November of 2023. And as we're recording this, we're in early March of 2024. So we're about 3 or 4 months since then. And what have you guys been able to save and pay off since starting?
We have saved and paid off $18,770.
That's incredible. What do you guys think when you see that number? Is it believable or what?
It's a little bit more believable now, but when we were in like month two, so December, we were, you know, not seeing the numbers. But when we really finally added everything up and we're like, holy smokes, we could save and pay off $10,000 within the first 90 days. That would be incredible. And that really sparked us to kick it into high gear and really put the work in. So we set that goal, we crushed that goal, and then we set a new goal.
So two normal people with normal jobs, nothing outrageous, you know, we're not talking to high level doctors or anything like that. So if you're listening to this again is a podcast for normal people making normal incomes, and that's who we have here on this show. And so I I'm sure our listeners are probably thinking like, what did Rachel and Josh do to do that? Because I'm a normal person, I have a normal job, and I'm feeling like them, like I was trying everything and nothing was seeming to work. So what did work for you guys over the last 3 or 4 months to help you get to this point, you think?
I think the biggest thing for us was sitting down and looking at our financials every single day. Spending that 10, 15 minutes going over the budget, making sure that we have everything accounted for, everything is going as it should. And if it's not, then we make adjustments where adjustments need to be made. But really tracking that and having a plan for our money has been the biggest thing for us.
Yeah, I would say when we did that very first budget and like saw where all of our money was going, it was kind of eye-opening, and where we like, you know, had to cut back on some things or just sacrifice certain things.
So I'm going to dig a little bit there, you guys. What did you find you were spending money on?
eating out or just certain entertainment, going out with friends, added up over the time, and buying our wants and things we didn't need.
Impulse buying, emotional spending, those were really big factors in the amount of debt that we had.
So talk about, you mentioned budgeting, and obviously, you know, budgeting is a big part of what we do inside Roots and helping our members learn how to really kind of master those skills. What things have you learned over the last few months that have really helped you, like instead of what you were doing before? Because you mentioned what you were doing before wasn't really working. So was there a difference in the way that we offered it and how we taught it that's really kind of helped you, and what's kind of clicked for you, or can you speak a little bit about that?
Yeah. So we got the Debt Freedom Planner, and that was very helpful in making sure that we can have all of those categories accounted for, and then kind of just giving a visual setup. I had reviewed so many different budget spreadsheets, and I'm like, these all suck. I don't know how to do this. I can't. And the other thing was that I was putting so much pressure onto having those numbers perfect from the get-go. And then so letting go of that and, you know, focusing on, okay, let's do this in pencil. We can erase, so we can move things around if we need to. It'll take time to get things where we need them to be, but just get it down on paper.
Now, you guys mentioned, obviously, with doing a budget, you mentioned you made some sacrifices and things, but have you guys also still been able to do a little bit and live life still while getting out of debt? Did you have to cut everything out, or what's been your experience with that?
No, we haven't cut everything out. We still budget for going out to eat, for doing fun things with the family, taking the kids to do special activities, go to the children's museum, et cetera. We definitely still do that. We do a lot less of the going out with friends and going out to the bars and things like that. Naturally, as new parents, that's not as easy as it used to be, which is extremely beneficial for us in this journey that we're on. But we do still go out and have fun.
So talk a little bit about how this is, like, from a relationship standpoint, how has this helped your family? Have you guys communicated better, been more on the same page with things, less stress? Like, how has that all worked with this?
It has definitely helped our relationship for sure. We had our struggles, as all couples do, with finances, not being on the same page, not having aligned goals and transparencies, and really sitting down every night together and talking about these things and planning for these expenses instead of them popping up and creating stressful conversations and things like that. Our communication has improved significantly. Our relationship is so much stronger because of that.
So you mentioned you guys have some, you know, you've been setting some good goals and you've been crushing those. And so long-term wise, you know, we mention and talk a lot about, you know, why our purpose on the show a lot, you know, obviously getting yourself out of financial, you know, stress and debt and freeing up cash flow and building a good financial future. You know, you want to create some good goals of why do you want to do this work? So tell me guys, like what is it in your future that you guys are striving for and what you guys want for your family?
We really want to save up and buy a house. We've been renting this whole time, and we're in a good place where we are, but we want our own house. We want to buy a little bit of land with that, so we can pursue our outdoor ventures and whatnot. The other big thing for us is our kids. We want to set them up for success. We want to be good examples, good influences, and teach them how to not make the same mistakes that we did.
And from a feeling standpoint, I know, you know, you mentioned that, you know, before you started, it's, you know, stressful and not so much hope and things just never seem to work out. Like, you've only been doing this 3 or 4 months. Are you feeling a lot different, a lot better right now?
Yeah. Oh yeah, definitely. We don't have to worry about how we're going to pay for daycare each week. Because that was a huge, huge concern is where's this daycare money going to come from? How are we going to find that? The stress level has gone down so significantly.
The reason why I love that you guys were willing to come on, because it's hard to try to get people to come on that have only been doing this for a few months. Cause we fall for this, you know, I'm not there yet, or I'm not good enough. And I think I love that you guys were willing to come on and share a little bit, because it shows people like the massive difference this stuff can make in just a short period of time. And you guys are proof of that. I'm just, I'm really proud of you guys for putting in the work, and you guys are going to reap the benefits. It's going to be awesome to see just where you're going to be a year from now, even.
And we definitely aren't perfect. We've still got a lot to do, a long ways to go, a lot of habits to really set in stone and a lot of changes to make. We've got a lot of work to do.
Can you share a little bit about your experience? You mentioned, you know, when you were listening to the podcast, you're listening to the TikTok stuff that we do and the messages, and a lot of it you already kind of knew. But what you thought you were missing was really the support and accountability, which is really ultimately what Roots is support and accountability. How has that played into this and made a big difference? Like, what have you felt has been the biggest benefits of that support and accountability to help you out where you are today?
I think really seeing other people's both their wins and their struggles, and knowing that we're not alone in what we do. I know that the topic of finance is not talked about a lot. It's not something that people are comfortable sharing with their friends and acquaintances, but having those stories from other people and using their wins as inspiration has been huge for us.
Have you guys talked to anybody about the progress that you've made with anyone outside of Roots or any family, friends, coworkers? Have you mentioned anything about what you've been doing?
We've been a little bit more quiet about it. We've talked to our close immediate family, and they've been very supportive. I've discussed it with a few friends that are comfortable with the financial conversations, and they've all been really supportive. I know my mom, she is really proud of us, but she's also like, how in the world did you do that? How have you done that? It's just, it seems so unbelievable. And I can really kind of relate to her mindset there, because a few years back we were at a housewarming party and there was a couple there that was talking about how they had paid off over $40,000 in debt in the past year. And we're just like, that's impossible. Like, good for you. I'm proud of you, but that's never going to be us. To now be where we are today and see that we are working towards that is just crazy.
That's the whole broken lenses, you know, where you're looking at your finances with some broken lenses and some worn out tools, and it's impossible to see that it can get fixed. But now you guys have a lot of the stuff that you need, and look at where you are today. It's just sometimes it's just one decision, doing things differently, and it can make a huge difference. And you guys are proof of that. So my last question for you guys today is if you had to go back, and we got listeners who are just like you guys prior to you joining, and you know, they're on the fence, whether it's joining Roots or just getting started with some of the stuff that we talk about on the podcast, like, what would you say to them to encourage them to at least just get started?
Yeah, I would say just do it. Just do it, because it's worth it. You have to put the work in, though. If you're not going to put the work in, it's not going to work. But if you're willing to make those sacrifices and those habit changes and follow the program, it will work, and you will feel so much better because of it.
I love it.
Yeah, just jump in with both feet. I wouldn't have pictured where we are today, when we first started. It's just been a complete transformation, and it would do a lot of good for a lot of people in this world for their financial future.
Yeah. Love it, you guys. Seriously, this is why we do what we do, is to help out families just like us, just like you guys, and make your lives easier. It's so awesome to see that the work that we're doing here has helped you guys so much. And honestly, you guys need to, you know, it's all in your right, Rachel. You said you have to be willing to put in the hard work, and that's where you got to be ready to come in and say, we're willing to make some changes and do that. And you guys have done that, and that's where the results really come from. Thank you so much for being on the show today. I appreciate you guys sharing your journey with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Brad.
All right, guys, if you want to pay off debt, save more money, take control of your finances, just like you heard Rachel and Josh did today, then head over to debtfreedad.com and learn how you can get way better results with your finances just like they did in as little as 30 to 60 days. Just go visit again, debtfreedad.com. Click on the green button at the top of the page to get started. Let's talk about debt, baby. Let's talk about your money. Let's talk about all the good things, all the bad things that make me. Let's talk about debt. Let's talk about debt. All right. As you guys know, that sound means it's time for the celebrations of the show. And today we are kicking it off with Nicolette. Nicolette says, I made it to a $1,000 for her emergency fund. She says, it feels a bit surreal. Nicolette, that is such a huge accomplishment. Congratulations to you. And make sure you take time to celebrate it. So great job. Erin, she says, I booked a quick trip to Charleston to visit some friends. One plane ticket bought using my travel fund and the other purchased with some points that I had left. All paid with cash. Erin, congratulations. Good job. Nikki says, I purchased The Compound Effect and it got delivered today. By the way, if you're looking for a great book to read on making small changes in your life that add up to huge results, go check out The Compound Effect by Darren Hardy, one of my favorite self-development guys out there. He's got a lot of great stuff, practical advice for anybody, no matter what it is that you want to achieve. Again, it's called The Compound Effect. Author is Darren Hardy. Great book. Great job, Nikki. Carla, wrapping up my monthly budget and entering bills due on the calendar, and it looks kind of bare because the four paid off accounts are no longer there, which is an awesome, awesome win. The stress, how much easier it gets to manage your money when you have less bills to pay. So Carla, huge congratulations to you. I love the work that you're doing. So as always, guys, congratulations to all of you guys who are taking a stand for your financial life and are wanting better. Hey, we get that getting out of debt isn't easy. But with our help and with your consistency and discipline, we promise you, this is going to be some of the best work that you guys do in your entire life. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us here today, and we will see you on the next episode. Take care.
Thanks for listening to the Debt-Free Dad Podcast. Connect with us on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, and Instagram. Just search Debt-Free Dad. If you found value in today's episode, please leave us a rating and review. We so appreciate it. For resources, show notes, and links mentioned in today's show, visit debtfreedad.com. Catch you next week.